Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. This week, we're going to talk about the World Health Organization and what they really created for. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, David and I are here on a weekly basis. We come at current topics that are in the news politically. We come at them from a biblical perspective, and we try to shine some light on these issues. In fact, there's so many things coming at us so quickly that I'm sure a lot of pastors are sound asleep on many of these things because, quite frankly, you can't keep up with all of it.
Yeah.
The insanity is happening so quickly. It's like a bad Austin Powers movie.
Oh, yeah.
As if there was a good Austin Powers. But like a battle with Dr. Evil and their conspiracy to gain control of the world. But yet, that seems to be what's going on with the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and everyone else. So tell me, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about the next pandemic.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of when, not if.
Yeah.
So feel good and happy inside because it's going to happen.
You mean if we didn't get our fill of social distancing and masks and false vaccines and everything a couple of years ago, stay tuned. We're going to have another chance.
Well, I got an article headline to show you later on in the podcast, but we'll get to it. So the first video. Kind of sets this up, and it's going to mention your favorite organization. Well, one of your favorite organizations.
Name of World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, United Nations.
I know. Just like throw a dartboard and you got it. There you go. Okay, here we go.
All right. The World Health Organization has issued a stark new warning about global readiness for the so-called Disease X, a term for the next hypothetical deadly pandemic that's going to hit us someday, maybe.
The next pandemic is a matter of when, not if. And as things stand, the world remains unprepared for the next Disease X and the next pandemic.
Here with Reaction, Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Mark Siegel. Dr. Mark, good morning to you.
Hi, Steve.
We weren't ready for COVID. Why should we be ready for this thing?
Well, we're not. But the other issue is that the World Health Organization loves to scare people. And they've been saying it's not a matter of when, not if, for decades now. In 2018, they coined the term Disease X, meaning the disease that's coming next, that could get us all next. And by the way, it could spread more than COVID. It could be more deadly than COVID. That's a given, especially with all the labs around the world that are doing gain-of-function research, which are testing virus potential, and the viruses could slip out of the lab. But what he's talking about that I think is really serious here is the issue of preparation. And, Steve, with COVID, it took months before they figured out that it was airborne. So a lot of the lockdowns and these extended strategies did more harm than good because the virus spread anyway. What we need is a strategy looking forward, looking down the line, controlling all of this research going on in the lab or having a moratorium on it. And preparation means rapid testing, vaccines that would fit almost any pathogen, and having the response suit the virus that comes out. That's key. The World Health Organization, one more thing, with COVID, actually didn't warn us. They said it was a regional problem only in early 2020.
Unfortunately, since COVID now, a lot of people are afraid of vaccines, so let's see how that goes.
No, that's another great point.
I know.
It's not a vaccine.
That's not even accurate. I'm not afraid of vaccines, legitimate vaccines.
Right, yeah.
You know, I think there's a connection between the muscles in your tush and your body's immune system. And that's why you can sit down and take your mask off. You don't have to worry about viruses.
Wow.
But, you know, one of the things that's so crazy.
Did you do a study on that?
I did. As well researched as most of the studies we saw over COVID. But, you know,
how many hours you put in that?
I put about 8 seconds of research into it, which is
You go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, you know, everything that they did, you know what's funny? It wasn't the fact that there was a new, what we thought was a virus out there. Because initially, we all were caught off guard.
Yeah.
Initially, we all wanted to trust the CDC. Yeah. I mean, we've just been trained to trust the authorities. I mean, we're in America, after all. This isn't a third world country. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, now it probably is. But at the time, it wasn't. And we wanted to trust, well, I never trust the World Health Organization, but the CDC and others, and the American Medical Association. But there were so many things that were just blatantly, obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, the idea of masks. We've been taught our whole life that masks don't stop viruses. And initially, when COVID first came out, mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci and the U.S. Surgeon General came out early in March and said, you don't need to wear masks. They don't stop viruses. Then 2 weeks later, it's you need 10 masks on all the time.
Yeah.
So that obviously set off something. The mm-hmm. idea of social distancing. I mean, I'm a football player, an ex-football player. Now I'm a preacher. I'm not a scientist, but I learned enough in school to know that virus, if you sneeze, it projects out like 25 or 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So what good does 6 feet do you as far as protecting you from a virus?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. So the circles that were drawn in lines were just seeing how many stupid people came into the store that they could con to following them. You know, the social distancing, the quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Bible talks about quarantining a person when they're sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you quarantine someone that's healthy, that's called jail.
Yep.
Which is what they were trying to do. This whole, and then, you know, David, during the midst of this, one of the doctors that attends our church came in to visit with me on a Wednesday night. He's about my age, so he's practiced for well over 30 years.
Yeah.
And he said for the first time in his medical career, he actually had somebody from the accounting department in their hospital come down and tell him how he could treat patients. Doctors have always used off-label prescriptions, found they're beneficial mm-hmm. to treating other things. This doctor was specifically told not to use hydroxychloroquine or anything that we know works
mm-hmm.
and to use the appropriately approved high-dollar mm-hmm. treatments that don't work. In fact, early on, many of the deaths were people going to the hospital saying, hey, I'm having some symptoms.
Yeah.
And rather than treating it early on, which they could have with hydroxychloroquine and some of these other treatments that we know work, they now have shown and admit work. But rather than treating them early on, they sent them home and said, come back to us when you've gotten much, much worse mm-hmm. and we'll slap a ventilator on you. That's not practicing medicine.
No.
This whole thing. And then you go back to Event 201.
Yeah.
The fact that they had a meeting in New York City at the Pierre Hotel a month before our first case of COVID, planning for what the response should be if there was a bats-to-human novel coronavirus unleashed mm-hmm. on the world. It's like, you know, this was quite obvious that this was used to accomplish a goal. And, David, it was more successful than they originally thought.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, it was amazing on how this will go down in history mm-hmm. as one of the greatest facades
And hopefully we've learned from it.
Yeah, and I hope we do. I think we are.
Let me say something here, too. And this is going to keep coming. In fact, we covered this a couple of weeks ago. But climate was their original goal.
Oh, yeah.
After the wall fell,
you
go back to the Rio summit, the facade, the joke that they thought that they would use to stroke fear into the hearts of people was climate change,
mm-hmm.
existential threat, climate change, man-made global warming. Well, people just haven't bought that. Now, they're still working on it. They're going to teach it to our kids. And when we die off, our kids are going to grow up thinking that that's a fact.
And it'll be taught by drag queens.
It'll be taught by drag queens. So that's coming. But this pandemic was more successful than I think that they were prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they probably overplayed their hand. And then eventually we caught on. And finally, while some of us caught on within the first 2-3 weeks, the rest of the world has caught on now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're going to be as susceptible. At least I hope not. You know, I never cease to be amazed at our capability of stupidity.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But they're warning us. They're telling us in advance whether it's legitimate or not. They are going to try to create fear.
Oh sure, and they're prepping for it right now. I mean, look at the number of rural hospitals that are mm-hmm. very vulnerable to closure
mm-hmm.
just because of lack of workers. Even in our big cities, you get sick and you need to go to the hospital. They're running out of bed space because the number of people who have quit mm-hmm. or moved on to a different endeavor in life it's kind of scary. So this next video is Dr. McCullough, and he's going
to
talk.
Hold on, before we go to Dr. McCullough,
let me say, go ahead.
This is part of the plan. You know, we talk about the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't but just 20, 30 years ago that in New York City you had 4 or 5 major newspapers always all competing uh-huh. for an audience.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't have that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Oklahoma, we used to have the Tulsa Tribune or Tulsa World, and then we had the Daily Oklahoman, mm-hmm. we had the Oklahoma City Times. We had a number of papers here. Now there's none of those anymore. All of the independent journalists are now owned by major conglomerates.
Sure.
And the same thing is true in the health field. rather than private practice doctors and privately owned hospitals or community hospitals. They're mostly owned by major corporations that all have a seat at the World Economic Forum. So they literally can control the flow of information and control the flow of misinformation.
And they're also going to control our living.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the number of homes that are up for rent. I mean, I'm going to shift the conversation just a little bit, but it's scary. Major corporations are buying up homes. They want us to become a renter society. How do you control people? Well, you control people through medicine. You control people through their housing and their living. I mean, will we be issued cards, a digital currency, and the only thing we can go down is we can only buy a specific number of items using that card in grocery. So you have to give up your Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever you're going to drink because it's not healthy for you. And they're going to lock your fridge at 10 o'clock at night.
You're spot on. I mean, we're saying this and we're wanting to take a chuckle over it, but that's actually the end game.
I know, and you won't be able to drive 25 miles from your house.
What they have already accomplished in China is the goal for the world. You've got cameras everywhere. You've got a social credit score rather than a real credit score. Oh, yeah. You don't have unalienable rights granted by God. Yeah. You earn privileges from the government based upon your cooperation with the government. Mm-hmm. So if you repeat their rhetoric and do what they tell you to do, and they ultimately train you to respond the way they want you to
respond. You'll get a gold card.
You'll have a gold card.
You'll have a black card.
You can travel. You can shop. You can do things. And if you don't behave, well, we'll have to rein in some of those privileges. And then eventually, we may have to put you in a re-education camp or just
a one-way trip
to the coroner's office. So, you know, and what's funny is we've seen this in history. Yeah. We know man's nature. Yeah. And quite frankly, I believe with my understanding of eschatology, ultimately, I don't know if we'll be here at that time. I mean, things can get awfully nasty right now. I mean, if Biden was to somehow, or the globalists were to steal another election, I mean, our constitutional republic is going to be toast. So we may face some difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
But according to Scripture, there will be an accomplished goal of that small group of globalists that do gain control of the world for a while, try to impose their economic system, and you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without a specific mark. It's going to happen at some point, whether we're 2 years, 5 years, or 25 years.
No, it's going to happen this fall. Trump will not be president. It will be Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama, and the world will be reset, and oh boy.
Well, as sad as it is to hear you say that, that is a possibility.
We'll find out tomorrow night, because tomorrow night's the State of the Union, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we'll see how that goes.
I can hardly wait for this speech. By the way, obviously, Donald Trump is going to be our candidate again.
Yeah, Nikki Haley.
In 2016, I was not a Trump. In fact, I wasn't even a Trump. I didn't care about Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a Ted Cruz guy. Trump was probably fourth or fifth or sixth on my list of Republicans. Mm-hmm. He wound up being the last man standing. I didn't vote for Trump as much as I voted against Hillary.
Yeah.
But by golly, Trump did a pretty good job. Not perfect, but between Trump and Reagan are as far as the best presidents during my 61 years of life. He did a great job, and he did more to disrupt the march toward globalism than anybody.
Yeah.
And they are going to raise hell or high water to keep him from getting in office again. But he's going to be the candidate. He's got the nomination. So as far as if you have a love for liberty, while I'm not a huge Donald Trump fan, as far as a political answer, nationally in D.C., he's probably the guy that's best equipped to rip the guts out of the deep state.
Yep.
Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, then we need strong states. We need Abbott, a DeSantis, a Stitt, and Huckabee Sanders to say, no, the Constitution does not give unlimited power to the federal government. And if they go off the rails, it's just not a suicide pact. The Constitution designed the federal government and gave it limited authority to the federal government.
Yep.
If they step outside of their limitations, it's up to the states to say no, just like Abbott's done with the border recently, and just like DeSantis did throughout COVID.
Yep.
States have incredible power because the states created the federal government, not the other way around.
But unfortunately, that's not being taught in the schools, at all. But a lot of people believe it's the federal government, and we're all submissive to that federal government, and the states are just oh, obedient, please give us our tax money, or please give us our money.
An imperial president.
Yeah.
And they,
give me a break.
And folks, we've got to understand, anything you hear on the media, or 90% of what you hear on media is a lie. I mean, mm-hmm. you hear, you know, and this is what really troubles me, because I hate lying. I mean, we all are sinners. We all have our failures here and there. But when somebody can just look you in the eyes and lie to you over and over again, to me, that person, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
And they now just look, and these politicians have no conscience anymore. They have no fear of God. The media has no conscience anymore. They have no fear of God. And they just look right in the camera and lie. Mm-hmm. And you got Biden here, and you these quite frankly, headed for hell Democrats that sit there and say, well, Congress didn't pass this comprehensive immigration reform bill.
No.
Bull. You know what? Congress didn't change any laws that created the crisis we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden, in fact, I take that back, Vice President Biden stepped into office and issued a bunch of executive orders that reversed Trump's policies.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be solved in a day. In fact, I promise you, you mark my words, if Trump wins the election, the border crisis will be solved in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the video we saw from 60 Minutes of a border patrol officer just turning, say, come on in. Come on in.
Well, did you hear today? Did you hear on the Beck show today? I rarely catch Glenn, but I happened to catch him this morning. But they actually have proven now that one way they've been able to knock the numbers of illegal crossings down is they have provided for illegals just to fly into Boston and fly in.
Well, good for them.
And they're able to apply for things online and just show up at the airport, and they welcome into the country.
I'm good.
Don't have to cross the Rio Grande. You can just fly into Logan.
This is insane.
We are insane, yeah.
Oh, man.
But fortunately, a lot of what have traditionally, since the 1960s, been Democrat voters, black Americans, Hispanic Americans, they are now recognizing that they're not being taken care of here. In fact, now bringing all these 11 million illegals in, it's taking away from some of the things that had been there for some of the for the poor in America. So now you've got some of the minorities, so-called, that are now rebelling against the Democratic Party. Well, praise God. I'm glad they finally saw the light. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Now we're going to go on to the next video.
Okay, we're ready for the next video. Okay.
Oh, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens. Going out of business. You know, here a few years ago, every place you looked, they're building a new pharmacy on every street corner in any city of any size in America. Now those are going away. How do you get your prescriptions filled if those aren't there? Joining me to discuss this, Dr. Peter McCullough. He's the chief scientific officer at the Wellness Company. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, so these major pharmacies shut down by this walkout, but what I'm seeing where I am, are all these pharmacies closing? Some people call it Pharmageddon. It's cute and all, but it's not cute when you can't get prescriptions. What's happening?
This may be occurring because a recent announcement from the federal authorities that there's going to be a real crackdown, in fact, elimination of over-the-counter offerings, various forms of mucolytics, antihistamines, decongestants. It's going to be tougher to get prescription drugs filled.
No, wait a second. That list of drugs, antihistamines and so forth, are not going to be over-the-counter anymore? They're going to be prescription? I'm confused.
Well, what the Federal Trade Commission has said is that, they don't have enough evidence to be, to be marketed over-the-counter. The purpose of the Federal Trade Commission, FDA, is really on safety. If they thought a product was unsafe, get it off the market. Like COVID-19 vaccines, they're not safe. They should be pulled off the market. But standard medications like Benadryl and all the other Claritin and all the other usual drugs that, are available over the counter. If they help people through the illness, I don't think that the federal authorities should have any say in what a company can market and what they can't.
It sounds to me like more control from the government, or am I being too cynical?
Right. We're concerned. We've heard similar announcements across Canada, Australia, New Zealand. People are very concerned. Through the pandemic, it was clear it was a vaccine-only strategy. There was just simply no pharmaceuticals that were featured to help people get through the pandemic. Now we're told there's going to be another pandemic by multiple different figures in this biopharmaceutical complex, and people are scrambling.
They're wanting to fan the flames of fear.
Yep.
And that's that first video about the World Health Organization. There, if there is a threat to humanity, then the World Health Organization can step in and take control over our constitutional republic for the for our own well-being, of course.
Yeah.
And then you see this. Simple over-the-counter treatments will not be available. So if you have any kind of – in fact, I guarantee you, you mark my word. In fact, right now you ought to be stocked up on elderberry, vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D. Mm-hmm. That's not it, but those are some – that's not all, but those are some great things that will help keep your body's immune system strong.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we take that daily. I've had no side effects. Mm-hmm. It just strengthens your body's immune system.
Yep.
Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. In other countries, those aren't even something – those are over-the-counter.
Yeah.
I mean, literally something they take once a week to fight off different viruses.
Mm.
And here in America, we restrict the flow of that. That they wouldn't even allow you to write prescriptions during the pandemic, so-called, even though they knew this worked.
Mm-hmm.
This has all got evil, ulterior motives. They want to exercise panic. They want to exercise control. And quite frankly – David, and this is reality we're going to get to in a minute, they want to reduce the world's population.
Yeah, exactly. And the unfortunate thing that kind of saddens me is that, you know, the American people are very much wise to what had happened during COVID, and their eyes have been open. And the sad thing is there will probably be significant death with this new disease X, because it has to be that way. Because if it's like another COVID, mm-hmm. just treat it like the flu, then people say, we're done with this. We're mm-hmm. rejecting this, and we've got to – they can't have people in an uproar going against their agenda. So they have to get the people, the American people, to buy into it, to suppress that, to control the narrative. And that's the unfortunate thing about the whole entire
panicking and stampeding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you know, people use antihistamines to help with when they got COVID. So now you're going to take that away from people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, the only option is going to be the quote-unquote vaccine, which, as we said when this one came out, this mm-hmm. isn't a vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, they would have been, if they had been honest, I might have given them an ear.
Yeah.
But when they said this is a vaccine, when even basic science education in public schools in the 1960s and 70s, it's like, no, that's actually not a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
This is some sort of experimental mRNA injection.
Mm-hmm.
If they had said that, you know, you might have gone, well, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, this is this new virus. We don't really have a proven treatment. We think this new mRNA is going to, but there's some risk involved. Take it at your own risk. Well, I might have bought that. But when they mm-hmm. sit there and said, this is a vaccine, when by the simple definition, it wasn't a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
and they kept doubling down on that,
yeah.
and then saying, you're anti-vax. I'm not anti-vax. I'm just not an idiot. You don't need a shot for everything. I mean, there are other ways to fight disease.
Right.
Hey, how about a healthy diet and some exercise, keeping your body's immune system up? You won't have to have all this junk stuck in you if you use some other common sense treatments, but those are off the board.
Well, you know, thankfully, in the next video, you know, he's just going to describe it for us.
Oh, great.
He has a plan.
I can hardly wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, no, that, I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this. The Wall Street Journal, this was actually from the March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now.
And this is exactly what we and our doctors were saying 3 years ago.
I know.
But this is another strain. It was different.
Yeah, so in case you get really sick, just stay mm-hmm. at home and quarantine yourself.
Case of COVID no longer means isolated. Well, this is something that they have unleashed.
Stay home when you get sick.
Yeah.
You
know what? And, you know, that may be something that is good from this. If there is a bright side, we have always operated under the idea that, okay, I've got a cold.
Yeah,
I can't miss work. Yeah. My coworkers are counting on me. And we'd go to work sick and then get everybody else sick. Well, now at least we've learned that, you know what, my coworkers are counting on me, but they're also counting on me not to get them sick.
Sure.
So if I've got a cold or my running a few degrees temperature, I will stay home.
Yeah.
Not because I want to skip work, because I care about my coworkers.
Yeah.
I don't want to get them sick.
Sure.
So maybe there's something we've learned from this.
Yeah.
But if we had treated – in fact, you know what was really funny, David? If you go back and look at the last couple of years, the overall deaths didn't change. In fact, the deaths attributed to the common flu – almost went to zero.
Mm-hmm.
So the same year that COVID swept America, we cured the common flu.
Yeah.
And now this year, the flu's back up. I mean, how in the world do you figure that out? But but anyway, all right.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to the next video.
We will have new vaccines. We'll have a TB vaccine, malaria vaccine, HIV vaccine, and even the things like COVID vaccines, we need to make them have longer duration, more coverage, and we're going to change instead of using a needle to use a little patch. So the pandemic really highlighted that we've been underinvested in those innovations.
Why does he have any credibility or authority on vax anyway, other than the fact that he stands on a very thick wallet? But this is not his area of expertise. Nope. He is not a medical doctor. He's not in science. His opinion carries no more weight than mine does. Only the difference is I'm not Dr. Evil, which he is, and I've got a little bit of common sense.
Yeah.
He may have some common sense. He just chooses to cloak it in this hood of darkness because he likes to inflict pain on humanity.
Yeah.
For the love of Pete, I don't understand some of these uber-rich billionaires that want to run the world rather than just being thankful for their blessings and enjoy life a little bit. But anyway.
Okay, well, let's leave it on a positive note.
What is that?
I'm quitting? There's a final final solution.
Oh, I love this. This sounds like a great idea, David. All right.
And then the final solution.
Final solution.
Which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine. So we've got to go full speed ahead on all three fronts.
Just to head off the conspiracy theorist. Maybe we shouldn't call the vaccine the final solution. Maybe just the best solution. Okay.
The the return to normal solution.
Exactly.
I hope that it's before the Great White Throne Judgment. But these guys all need to face Nuremberg-type trials.
Yep.
I mean, with what's going on with Fauci and everything that's now been revealed. Yep. And you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when you've got the same group of guys that are out there saying that we're overpopulated, that we need to reduce the world's population from 8 billion down to around 500 million, and those same people are the ones in charge of vaccines and saving humanity, I think there's a little conflict there. Yeah. I mean, you can be big on vaccines and lengthening life, or you could be big on reducing the world's population. But how can you be the same guy that holds both positions? It seems to be a little bit of a...
I know. And then you got to remember, they're all building bunkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. Wow.
Well, I'm building mine in heaven. But folks, you know, critical thinking is so important. None of this stuff surprising. You know, again, I think eschatologically, I think we're seeing exactly what I would expect to see. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean we're, you know, 5 years away from the Lord's return or 25 years away from the Lord's return? Don't know. Obviously, we're rounding third because some of these conversations that we have had for decades that we've seen in Scripture, we're now seeing the technological capability to actually carry them out.
Yep.
And then you see this group of global leaders trying to destroy national boundaries to implement global government. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've read about that too in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it was God that established nations at Babel. And it's ultimately the Lord Jesus will rule and reign from Jerusalem. But this, what we're seeing right now, is not of God. This is the devil's deception.
Yep.
And as long as the Lord leaves us here as shepherds of our flocks that have been entrusted to our care, we need to be protecting our flocks to the best we can.
Yep.
So make sure your people know everything biblically, and then make sure your people are exposed to things that are going to help them to have healthy lives and be able to provide for their families and everything else that God intended for us to do in enjoying the blessings of liberty or the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yep.
That's what the pursuit of happiness meant by Blackstone, us being able to enjoy the things that God has given for us to enjoy while on this earth.
Yep.
Well, buddy, I think we've danced our way through this one. Great videos, great research. I hope that this, I hope we can head this stuff off, but at least our guys, our pastors out there are aware that this isn't happening by accident. It's all part of a plan.
Yep. So,
well, thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And until next time, God bless you.